Welcome to Intimate Moments Podcast with Brenda and Landers Hardy, as we take you on a journey of a closer walk with Him.
Hello, and thanks to all the listeners for our first podcast episode. I am Elder Brenda Hardy, the founder of Intimate Moments Ministry and the author of Intimate Moments Devotional. And I want to thank each and every last one of you for being on the podcast. Today, our topic will be on intimacy. Webster's Dictionary defines intimacy as the state of being intimate or something of a personal or private nature. Intimacy, meaning in Greek, is a feeling of closeness and openness towards someone else, that openness, that transparency, that feeling of closeness. Simply to be intimate is to know. Our scripture is coming from James 4:8. New King James Version says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." God says to draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. If we are to go by this, the initiation into intimacy with God should start with you and I. Did you hear that? It starts with you and I. Because God has already done everything that He needed to do to prove that He wanted to be in a relationship with us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus has already paved the way for us to have a relationship for God. He's already paid it all. We are in relationship with God. We are children of God. We are in the family of God. But a relationship without fellowship is not a good relationship. God is asking us to draw close to Him, draw closer to Him, and He will draw closer to you. So today, we want to talk about that intimate relationship with God. Since God has already sent His only begotten Son to bring us into relationship, then our part is to draw closer in the relationship. Not just having a relationship, but developing that relationship to make it stronger, to make it better. So intimacy is something we must desire, something we must pursue and develop. Because we all was born into a family, just like we were born into the family of God. So that gave us automatic relationship. Just like Carolyn was saying earlier, we're from the same hometown. All of us have families. We all had a relationship in our family. But some people in their family are closer than one member than they are with another. And the reason why that is because of fellowship. And that's the same thing with our Father God. It's the same thing with Lord Jesus. If we do not fellowship with them, then we do not have a close relationship. Yes, we are still a part of the family. Yes, we are still children of God, just like I am my daddy's daughter. Just like Carolyn is her daddy's daughter, and all of you are your parents' children. But the fellowship, the drawing close to them, comes from us spending time together, us sharing with them, us being open with them, being able to trust them. So that's what I want us to look at this morning. Intimacy is something we must desire, something we must pursue, something we must develop. It is not just being in the family of God, going to church on Sundays, and that's it. Drawing closer to God means you want to be in a close relationship with God. God is saying, now that we are in relationship, I would like for us to get closer. It's just like in our personal relationship. Your boo might say, I love you, but we need to get closer. When you first start out dating, I want us to move from this courtship to getting closer. I want you to be my wife. So there is some things that are done. There is some steps that are made to show that we love each other, that we're closer to each other, that we are together. So God is asking us this morning, are you serious about this relationship or is just a casual thing? He desires us to seek him. And this truly requires fellowship. I love what the Passion Translation of this verse says. It says, move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come even closer to you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come even closer to you. You might ask, how do you draw your heart closer to God? Well, I'm glad you asked that question this morning. You do it by showing him how much you love him. The Bible states in John 22:37, we can demonstrate to God that we love him by keeping his commandment. Jesus said in the first and great commandment for us to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, with everything that is within us personally, intimately, genuinely, we are to love the Lord our God with it. We are to show him that we want to spend time with him. We are to show him that we trust him. We are to make time for him. The same way we show our spouse, the same way you show our children, our family members, our friend, anybody that you truly love, you want to spend time with them. Anybody you truly love, you'll make time for. Take the moments that we have with our children, if we have children or grandchildren. We could be busy. We could be cooking. We could be busy. We could be working on a project at home. We could be doing some work that we're supposed to be taking care of for our boss. But let one of our children come up to us and say, Mommy, or Nana, or whoever they call us. And they say to us, I want you to do this here. I want to show you this. And you say, baby, I'm busy right now. Not right now. Let Nana finish what she's doing or whatever. And it's something about that little heart. It's something about that look. It's something about it that turns us and turns our heart and say, okay, all right, baby. Show me what you want to show me. Tell me what you want. Tell me. We stop right where we are and listen. We stop right where we are and give them that attention because they are important to us, because we value them, because we love them. That's what God wants from us. Drawing near to God is making him a priority. He wants to be a priority. He wants us to stop sometimes what we're doing, to take a moment, take some time and talk to him, take some time and praise him, take some time and worshiping him, take some time and reading the word. Not just on Sundays, not just on Sundays when we're in church. That's good, but that's not enough. That won't help you develop that intimate relationship. So I'm going to give you some ways that has helped me draw closer to him. To draw closer to him, I mean to get into his presence. And you can do this in different ways. And everybody is different and it's no particular order. All of us are different. Even in our relationship, we handle our relationships differently. The same thing with God. It's based on us, our personality, and it's our one-on-one relationship with him. But I like being in the presence of God with prayer, praise and worship, spending time in his word, and just sitting and basking in his presence that he may give me instructions that I am to carry out. So I need to obey him when I hear his voice and listen for his voice to do what he is telling me to do. And this is, again, more than just Sundays. And the reason why I keep saying that, because if we were in a relationship with a spouse or a friend or a child, and we said to them, okay, I'm going to spend time with you, and we're going to do everything that you want me to do, but it's one day a week. It's only on this particular day. I know for me, my spouse would look at me like, girl, you have lost your mind. I am not going to wait until that day, that one day that you have set aside for us to be together. Well, that's what people do all around the world. One day is set aside. And so many believe that that one day, that's enough. I went to church. You know, I was there for an hour. I was there for 2 hours. I mean, depending on what church it is, it might have been all day, but it still was one day. But don't talk to me any other day. God, I don't have time for you when I'm working on those days. I have to cook dinner. I got to do this. I got to take the kids to soccer. I got to do all these other things. And then my shows come on from this time to that time. See, that's some of the time that God wants. Because if people truly are important to us, we give them some of that time that we don't give to nobody. But that's the time that he is looking for. He's not looking for all of it, but he wants to know, is he a priority? So we can't just focus on that one day a week or 2 days a week if we have a Bible study. Because besides what you do in your church service time, our intimate time with God is a time where it's just you and God. When you're at the church or at the Bible study, it's a corporate thing. Everybody is participating. So where is the time for you and God? So moving your heart closer to someone demonstrates your love and affection towards that person. Everyone will experience intimacy with God. However, everyone's experience will be different. No two relationships are the same. So God is desiring for each and every last one of us to be intimate with him. God is waiting for us to draw closer to him. So my question is, will you draw near to him today? Is there room for improvement in your relationship with God, where your relationship can get better, where it can get stronger, where he can move up on the prioritized list? Can you give him more time than you are giving him? These are all questions that only we can answer. Only you can answer that question for yourself. But that's the question from God this morning. So I want to leave you with this. God wants fellowship. And in fellowship, it will actually cause your relationship to get stronger. Think about every relationship you have. The people you talk to on a regular basis are the people that you are the closest to. If you do not talk to God on a regular basis, then you're not close to him. And he is saying, draw closer to me or near to me, and I will draw near to you. We want him in our space. We want him in our situations. We want him in our daily. We want him to be a part of what's going on in our lives. Then we got to draw closer to him. As soon as you call upon the name of Jesus, as soon as you say that name, he shows up. He's waiting to be called upon. He's waiting for you to need him. But he also wants you to spend time with him when it's not just an emergency, not just him getting us out of stuff, not just him showing up when we're in trouble, Same thing with a friend. Yes, I love you, my sister. Yes, I love you. And I'm here for you. But can you sometime call me when things are going good with you too? Does it always have to be the sky is falling? Does it always have to be an emergency? Does it always have to be I'm in trouble? It shouldn't always be a petition. It shouldn't always be a request. It should be some time of loving on him, worshiping him, praising him, telling him how grateful you are, how thankful you are, how much you appreciate him, and just letting him be a part of your day as you're driving down the road, you know, just as you go to the get your nails done, all those different things. He wants to be a part of every part of our lives. And that comes from developing that intimate relationship. So today, Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus, that reconciles us back to God. We thank you, Jesus, for putting us in relationship with the Father. We are so grateful. We thank you for the love and acceptance that you have given us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for wanting us, for choosing us as your very own. Thanks for adopting us into the family. Oh, but Father, help us today to look, Lord God, at our relationship with you, to look closer at it, Father God. Show us the areas that we need to improve in and help us to make those changes. Help us to move our heart closer and closer to you so that we can experience your power. Father, we thank you. As we increase our intimacy with you, we increase our authority. And Father, we know, Lord God, that you withhold no good thing from us. And Father God, that you have given us the authority in Jesus' name, and you want us to be powerful, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as we get to know you more, as we come closer to you, Lord God, we will experience your power and authority like never before. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we bless you and we honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for it. We magnify you today. You are great and you're greatly to be praised. You're great, Lord. And we love you today. We adore you today. We magnify you today.
Thanks for listening. For a more in-depth teaching, check out Intimate Moments Devotional by Brenda Hardy. This book is available now for $14.95. You can order a copy from our website at www.immorlando.com.
Intimate Moments Devotional by Brenda Hardy. Order your copy now. Read through 31 love letters detailing my intimate moments with God. Discover how God's love will bring you through some of life's toughest times. Develop a closer walk with God, the Father. Included are personal stories along with my husband's commentary. Include scriptures, prayer, and areas for journaling. Order your copy now.
We would also like to invite you to attend our weekly Zoom on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information, go to www.immorlando.com.